Welcome to Men Alive, a biblical journey to help us conform to the image of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Paul Estabrooks. Our teacher is my longtime friend, Dr. Jim Cunningham, consultant in adult education, director of Go Teach Global, and author of Men Alive. Dr. Jim.
The 4 weeks before Christmas each year form the beginning of a period known as Advent, or waiting. We are waiting for the coming of Jesus, remembering his first coming and also waiting his promised second coming. Each of the four Sundays focuses on a different aspect of this waiting. The first Sunday centers on hope. The following 3 weeks center on qualities that are also known as fruit of the Spirit, peace, joy, and love.
Many churches like mine commemorate Advent with a large circle wreath holding four outer candles and a large center candle. Each Sunday, the respective candle is lighted and a short message is given. The first week about hope, the second week about peace, the third week joy, and the fourth, love. Finally, on Christmas Eve, the large center candle, known as the Christ candle, is also lighted to signify the coming of Jesus.
Advent season is an invitation to take our mind off the stresses of this past year, as well as off the crazy hustle that is associated with the Christmas season, which often threatens to produce more hassle than delight. Advent is a chance to focus our thoughts on the gift God has given us in His Son, Jesus, who stepped down from heaven and took the form of a man and even voluntarily gave His life that we might live forever. So Advent is a time of waiting, a season that invites us to pause and ponder the deeper meanings of life. And at its core, it is the theme of hope. Today's program explores the various dimensions of hope and its significance in our lives. Over the next 3 weeks, we will focus on peace, joy, and love. Hope, in its essence, is a powerful force that propels us forward even in the face of adversity. It's not just wishful thinking, like when we say, "I hope so." It's an active engagement with the belief that a better future is sure. It's the light that guides us through the darkest times.
Jim, I've learned over the years that Advent is also about learning to hope for the impossible. And in God's hands, the impossible is always possible. Advent in the Bible tells us that the powers of this world do not determine the future. God alone does. There must be lots of biblical examples of this.
There sure are, Pablo. Let's start with Abraham. In Genesis chapters 17 to 21, God promises Abraham that he will be the father of many nations who will be blessed and bring blessings, but he and Sarah are elderly and childless. Again, God promises they will have a son through whom the line of blessings will flow. Despite initial doubts, when Abraham was 100 years old and his wife Sarah was 90, she conceived and gave birth to Isaac, fulfilling God's promise. This story highlights the faithfulness of God in fulfilling His promise and the hope that even seemingly impossible situations can be transformed by divine intervention.
I suspect the next major biblical event which gives hope in a miraculous way is the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt. The enslaved Hebrew people are led out of Egypt to freedom by Moses through God's miraculous interventions, including the 10 plagues and the parting of the Red Sea. Listen to our Men Alive program number 144 to learn more about that. This narrative emphasizes God's deliverance, His faithfulness to His covenant, and the hope for liberation from oppression.
In Men Alive program number 175, I told you the love story of Boaz and Ruth. She was a Moabite woman who remained loyal to her Hebrew mother-in-law, Naomi, after both of their husbands died. Through a series of God-ordained events, Ruth marries Boaz, and their son becomes part of the lineage leading to King David and, ultimately, Jesus. This wonderful story reflects hope in the midst of loss, as well as the possibility of redemption and a new beginning.
I love the book of Isaiah, often called the fifth gospel. because of his many prophetic statements and pictures. Isaiah prophesies about the coming Messiah, emphasizing a virgin birth, Emmanuel, and describing the qualities of a future king who will bring peace and justice, and who also will be the suffering servant, providing our redemption. These prophecies offer hope for the arrival of a Savior who will bring salvation and establish a kingdom characterized by righteousness.
The climax to the biblical storyline is Jesus, about whom Isaiah was prophesying some 600 to 700 years prior to his arrival. The Gospel of Luke chapter 2 narrates the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, surrounded by shepherds and angels. The anticipation and joy associated with Jesus' birth convey hope for the arrival of the long-awaited Messiah, bringing salvation, peace, and goodwill to humanity as declared by the angels at his birth.
One of the most powerful miracles Jesus performed near the end of his ministry was the raising of Lazarus from the dead, revealing his power over death that Jesus himself would personally experience days later. This miracle in John chapter 11 serves as a powerful illustration of hope in the face of seemingly irreversible situations, emphasizing the promise of eternal life through faith in Christ.
And before his death, Jesus adds to our hope by talking about his Holy Spirit, John chapter 14. In this passage, Jesus promises the coming of the Holy Spirit to comfort, guide, and empower believers. This promise provides hope for ongoing divine presence and assistance, ensuring that believers are not left alone, but are equipped to navigate life with the help of the Spirit. These biblical stories collectively contribute to a rich tapestry of hope found in the Bible, showcasing God's faithfulness, redemptive power, and the fulfillment of his promises through various historical events and prophecies. Each narrative adds a unique layer to the overarching message of hope that runs throughout the Bible.
You are listening to Men Alive with Dr. Jim Cunningham, bringing the biblical message of hope on this first week of the Advent season. You can contact Dr. Jim at his email address, menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. That's menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. This program is a production of Go Teach Global. You can learn much more on our website found at goteachglobal.com. Jim, please explain how the coming of Jesus gives us hope.
The coming of Jesus brings hope to us in several profound ways. These aspects are central to Christian faith and theology. First, Jesus brings to us the offer of salvation and the forgiveness of sins. The birth of Jesus marks the beginning of God's plan for the redemption of humanity. Secondly, Jesus is Emmanuel. The name Emmanuel means God with us. It's a powerful symbol of hope. Thirdly, Jesus is the fulfillment of prophecy. The Old Testament contains numerous prophecies about the coming Messiah. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection fulfill these prophecies, providing hope by demonstrating the trustworthiness of God's promises. The fulfillment of these prophecies establishes Jesus as the long-awaited Savior. Fourth, Jesus is the human demonstration of God's love. The life and teachings of Jesus exemplify the love of God for the world. His compassion, healing, and sacrificial love on the cross serve as a profound demonstration of God's love. Fifth, Jesus brings us hope by his victory over death. This is the pivotal event in our faith. It signifies victory over sin and death, offering hope for life beyond this physical realm. The resurrection assures believers that they too can have victory over spiritual death and experience eternal life with God. Number six is that Jesus is our role model for Christian living because he is our Lord. Jesus lived his life to serve as a model for how believers should live. The seventh point is that our hope is completed by the promise of his return. We believe in the second coming of Jesus. This anticipation instills hope for the future as we look forward to the fulfillment of God's ultimate plan for the restoration of all things and making all things new. The promise of Jesus' return provides hope for a new heaven and a new earth. The coming of Jesus is a beacon of hope, offering salvation, forgiveness, the presence of God, the fulfillment of promises, victory over death, a model for righteous living, and the promise of a glorious future. This hope is foundational to the Christian faith and shapes the way believers approach life, challenges, and their relationship with God. Jesus is the hope of the nations. I trust he is your hope too.
Jim, in Romans 15:13, the Apostle Paul says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." What's your understanding of what it means to overflow with hope?
Pablo, I remember you writing in your first book some 30 years ago a story of a Sunday school object lesson that you never forgot. Your Sunday school teacher was holding a glass of water that looked very full and asked if it was full. You were convinced it was. She added a few more drops of water to your growing amazement. She vividly taught you that the only evidence of the glass being totally full was when the first drop overflowed down the outside of the glass. God wants us to overflow with this hope. Paul is addressing the believers in Rome, invoking God as the God of hope. This title emphasizes God's nature as the source of hope. And Paul prays that as the believers trust in God, they will also experience a feeling of joy and peace, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The desired outcome of being filled with joy and peace is that believers will overflow with hope. This overflowing hope is not merely a personal and limited amount, but an abundance that spills over into every aspect of their lives. It's a hope that goes beyond individual circumstances and permeates their entire being. We are told in Scripture to be ready at all times to give an account for the hope that lies within us. People have to see that hope in me and you before they're ever going to ask, "How do you get that hope? Where does it come from?" Scripture also implies it is unshakable joy and peace that contributes to the overflow of hope. This joy and peace are not contingent on external circumstances, but are rooted in the believer's trust in God. The result is a resilient hope that persists even in the face of challenges. It also has an influence on others. Your demeanor, actions, and attitudes reflect a hope that is contagious and can positively impact those around. Overflowing hope becomes a testimony of God's transformative power. And finally, the overflow of hope is empowered by the Holy Spirit. This point emphasizes the role of the Holy Spirit in cultivating and sustaining hope within believers. This hope is not something that we generate on our own, but it is a divine empowerment. Men, I pray that every one of you will overflow this Advent season with this kind of hope.
There you have it, men. This Advent season, in Jesus, you have every reason to be truly filled with hope. Send your questions or comments to Dr. Jim at menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. Men Alive is a production of the ministry Go Teach Global. Visit us on our website at goteachglobal.com. Until next time, I'm Paul Estabrooks on behalf of Dr. Jim Cunningham, encouraging you to become men alive, transformed into the character and image of Jesus Christ, full of hope, peace, joy, and love.